This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention and the Career Expo here at convention. And with me, I have a Carhartt representative who feels it's valuable to keep coming back year after year supporting the FFA.
Yeah, my name's Gary Connell, and I work for Carhartt. I've been with Carhartt for almost 30 years. I've worked for the Vlade family. It's an American-owned company. And the Vlade family is very, very dedicated in the fact that they want to support the youth of America. And after one of the very first conventions I attended, and my kids have been in FFA for as long as I can remember, but the first convention I came back and told Mark Vlade, the owner, I said, Mark, you know, I can't tell you what the future is going to hold, but I can show you who's going to decide and make the future, and that's these young kids that we are with at the National FFA Convention, and that, and in turn, we work on the state level, and it's pretty much a grassroots project at Carhartt, the FFA, because folks volunteer their time and their energy to attend different events. A lot of it's done through our marketing department, but there's still an awful lot that's done with the local salesmen who have bought into the program and are very impressed with it and put a lot of time and energy in it. You asked me early on why did I continue to come back. I've always made it my passion. FFA's been a passion of mine, and I've made it my goal to attend every year. And I've attended every year for probably the last 12 years. I don't know, you start losing track. I've seen some kids go from, you know, scared to death to become national officers. And I would highly recommend it to any company. I would highly recommend it to any family that any way that they can get involved, either get their kids involved or support philanthropy-wise the National FFA and the local FFA chapters as well as the state chapters, you're not going to go wrong.
And you mentioned it was a grassroots organization and your kids were involved. Were you an FFA member?
No, ma'am. I was raised in the city of Charleston, West Virginia. What I meant by grassroots operation was the Carhartt employees' approach to National FFA and the local and the state level. Our Carhartt spends an awful lot of time and energy and money on the national level through our phenomenal marketing department. But I'm talking about the men and the women that go out and volunteer their time and their energy as part of, you know, being a Carhartt employee. But they've gotten bit by the bug. You know, they've seen the passion and the light.
It seems that you've been bitten by the bug as well. So we would just like to thank you for your continued support of the National FFA organization.
Well, we thank you. And thank you for allowing me to spend this time with you. And again, on behalf of all the great employees of Carhartt, it's American-owned company, and a lot of our products still made here in this country. We really thank you for the opportunity allowing us to participate in such a worthwhile and a wonderful organization.
Thank you again for your time. This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention.
Is that what you wanted?